Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's go back out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers-Packers, 3 days away. Ray Fittipaldo with us to break it down. Steelers Insider Post-Gazette brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. All right, Ray, what's going on with Zach Frazier?
Yeah, listen, Mike said on Tuesday that some guys had some bumps and bruises from that Bengals game. He didn't think there was anything that was going to keep anyone out on Sunday night, but this is certainly one to watch. Tomorrow he was limited yesterday. Now he doesn't go today. Zach said today he was sore. He hopes to play, but certainly check back tomorrow when the injury report comes out. I'm guessing he'll be questionable, but I'm sure the Steelers are hoping he's good to go. He's so steady on the inside of that line. He's one of the main reasons the run game has gotten better. So that'd be a little bit of a blow there if he couldn't go.
Who would play center if he can't go?
Ryan McCollum, he's been here for a few years now. I think he was the guy last year in Vegas who went in for a couple games when Zach got hurt against the Raiders. So he's done it before. There wasn't too much drop-off last season. I actually think they won the games that Zach missed. But, nonetheless, anytime your starter goes down, there's going to be an adjustment there.
Why not Anderson at center?
Spencer?
Yeah,
they view him more as a guard now or an extra tackle. So he's the main backup at guard. He played center a little bit his first couple of years in practice, but
I would just want to get my five best guys out there is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I remember talking to Spencer in training camp this summer, and I asked him about that, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm a guard now. I'll play tackle if they need me to play tackle, but he strictly views himself pretty much as a guard now.
Is Watt okay?
Yeah, that was a new one too. Again, based on what Mike said, shouldn't be too serious. TJ always talks on Fridays, so he might be able to shed more light on that. But I think TJ will be good to go against the Packers. You know, all the talk is about Aaron this week. And rightfully so, but big game for TJ, too. That's his home state, grew up rooting for the Packers, so I'm sure he's going to want to play in that football game.
Ray, how are the Steelers going to block Micah Parsons on Sunday?
Well, I mean, he's one of those guys, you got to know where he is. And, you know, unlike TJ, he does move around quite a bit. So they're going to have a plan there. You know, if he flips sides, they're going to have to probably flip their protection or, you know, move the running back over to that side. I mean, he's just, he's really good. He's like a Myles Garrett. You have to know where he is at all times. So the line's been really good here the last couple of weeks. Hopefully they keep it going, but Parsons is, he's a unicorn, man. He's one of these guys that are rare in the NFL. He's a rare breed, and they're going to have to, they're going to have to do a good job if they want to win this football game by blocking him.
Do you think the Steelers will have success running the ball against the Packers?
Well, the Packers have a really good front. You know, the Steelers, are going to try.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to bang their head against the wall if it's not working out. But Arthur Smith wants to be well-balanced. But listen, Pony, if there's a way for them to maybe get the upper hand by having Aaron Rodgers drop back and throw the ball 30, 35 times, he'll do that to win a game. That's what he's all about, anything to win a game. So I know the Packers are really good at stopping it. I think the Steelers will try, but, you know, Rodgers is their main weapon. So I'd be surprised if he's not back there slinging it on Sunday night.
Calvin Austin go right back in, and he's their number two wide receiver. Did Roman Wilson open their eyes a little bit in the Cincinnati game?
Well, I think Roman had a good game, but yeah, Calvin's going to go back, and that's his spot. You don't lose your spot because of a short-term injury. But I really like what I saw from, you know, Roman caught that ball over the middle, didn't show any fear, like went up over the top and put himself in harm's way there. So I think he wants some fans inside that building with that performance against the Bengals. And, you know, if they have to go back to him, I think they will. And I think, you know, there's always room for guys who are progressing. And if Roman continues to progress, they'll find ways to get him in the football game. So, you know, we're, what, week 7, week 8 here through the season. Plenty of time for Roman to get more involved in the offense.
Ray, if you had to guess which direction the Steelers are leaning right now in late October with tons of football left on Aaron Rodgers, do you think their preference right now would be for him to be their quarterback again next year?
Yes, right now on October 23rd, I think that would be their preference. I told you guys this in the summer. The Steelers think this quarterback class is good. They also think 27 is good. So the fact that this 26 class is maybe struggling a little bit and maybe not as advertised, you know, I don't think the Steelers would be scared off and then, you know, put their chips into the 27 class. What, you know, it could be even stronger if guys like Manning come back and, you know, maybe he's better with experience. So I felt all along they weren't going to be married to absolutely drafting one this year. They still could. Yep. But to answer your question, yes. I mean, Rodgers has been better than expected. I'm doing a big Sunday piece on him, talking to a lot of people around the NFL. And a lot of people around the NFL think he's playing at a really high level. So the Steelers would be, you know, they would be dumb not to consider that if he continues to play at this level.
Can you get a read on what he wants to do? Like, do you think that he's having so much fun that he looks at this as a multi-year thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know what Aaron told us in June. He said this is likely his final year, but just watching him interact with his teammates, I think he's really enjoying the process, and he's locked in. You know, his interview yesterday, the most interesting thing that I took away from that interview, Pony.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say it was what he said about the Hail Mary.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that he used that as a teaching moment, I couldn't believe. He said his goal was to put that ball 2 yards deep in the end zone and on the numbers, and I'll be darned if he didn't do it from 70 yards away. And then he used it as a teaching moment for his guys. He basically said, we weren't in the right spots. We got to be better in that situation. I was just floored by that response. That's why Mike Tomlin loves him. That's why the players love him. Hey, listen, he's going to get on those players. That's his personality. That's why he's one of the top quarterbacks of all time. But that's what makes him one of the best players of all time. He's a pass master, and he just loves to challenge his teammates and, you know, bring them along to further heights.
Right. I read so much into those comments. I said right after we played him yesterday, I'm like, you guys want to know why George Pickens isn't here? Listen to that. Pickens ran a Hail Mary route against Cleveland and fought the corner. You want to talk about not being in the right place? Right, exactly.
He was fighting with Greg Newsom in the stands. Yeah, I know. I mean, that never would have worked out. I know that you and Pomp were on that boat a little while ago, but
I mean, he wouldn't have gotten along with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, wanted him here.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you mentioned what Rodgers said. Ray, the Austin stuff today on Herbig was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I know he's just basically Mike's mouthpiece. But are you kidding me? He got up there with a straight face and said, we kept Herbig on the sideline with 2 minutes left because we really thought the Bengals were still going to run the ball. What kind of joke answer was that?
So Herbig was not on the field at all for the final drive. Is that correct?
Yes. There's 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. They got to go 40 yards. You're afraid he's going to run the ball for 9 yards here or whatever? I couldn't believe that answer.
Listen, I'm not defending Austin, but they did have a timeout and a two-minute warning. So theoretically, they could have run the ball, and I think he wanted to be in that posture where you didn't get popped for a big run. But, I mean, listen, if you listen to what Mike said, and if you listen to Austin today,
yes,
you just read between the lines. I think they are saying, okay, maybe we screwed this up a little bit. Just watch. Herbig is going to be more involved on Sunday night. So, you don't like, the other thing I was thinking about, Tony, there's no one on the sidelines who's like keeping track of snap counts.
Right.
There's not a coach who's saying, oh, Nick's only played 20 plays. We have to get him in there. Like, it's not junior high football.
Sure.
So they honestly are not aware of that as the game goes on. But I'm sure after they sit down, they watch the film, they look at the snap count distribution, they are aware of it now, and I would be surprised if Nick doesn't have a bigger role against the Packers.
Right. I get it. Like, their whole ethos as a team is you got to stop the run, you got to be able to run the ball. Okay, fine. Whatever. You're playing the Bengals. They've got generational wide receivers. You change your game plan because they popped a couple of runs. The analogy I made was you don't stop double-teaming Michael Jordan because Steve Kerr comes out and makes a couple threes. Who cares?
Yeah.
If Chase Brown beats you, you know what? You walk out of that stadium and you tip your cap to them and say, whatever. Fine. Chase Brown beat us. You can't let Ja'Marr Chase get the ball 16 times on you and say it happened because you were so concerned to stop the run.
Yeah, 23 targets. I mean, there have been games in the past, Tony, where they've kind of let a number one receiver get his yards, and they've won that game because no one else is beating them. But I do get your point. I mean, they could not stop Ja'Marr Chase. They could not stop T. Higgins. And the larger point in this discussion is did the Steelers misevaluate in free agency and in the trade market when they got Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay? And I'm not saying Jalen Ramsey isn't a useful player. I just don't know right now if he's a number one shutdown corner. I still think he could be very good in the slot. I think he's very good at safety. But in terms of what Mike was talking about in the summer, that he's going to eliminate guys like Ja'Marr Chase, based on Thursday night, I don't see that right now.
All right, that being said, what's your prediction for Sunday? Tomlin's got a pretty good Sunday night football record, but last year they came off a bad loss to Indy, and then they followed it up by getting beat at home by the Cowboys Sunday night. So it's not like they have an impeccable record in these spots, and I would say on paper the Packers are a better team, Ray. So who are you taking in this one?
Yeah, I think in spite of what Aaron said yesterday, this game means a lot to him. I believe him that the animosity is gone, but it's only human nature to want to go out there and, you know, prove people wrong. So I'm going to say Steelers 24, Packers 23 in a very good game on Sunday night.
All right. Second guy today, Pompiani, gave almost the same exact prediction. So you're in good company, Ray. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Pony. Talk to you next week.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
15-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather for Aaron Rodgers' reunion game with the Packers. He was just chatting with Packers reporters. They did a special Zoom call with them. And he said, I will finish my career one day in Green Bay. I think he means, he has to mean, that he'll just sign a one-day contract there. Maybe he'll play in one preseason game like Marc-Andre Fleury did with the Penguins. That would be bonkers. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. No Malsey today. He's off. He should be back tomorrow. We are live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join me next hour. Aaron Rodgers, and that was Arthur Smith saying, he's an outlier. You play 21 years in the NFL at this high of a level, that should be a mathematical impossibility is what he said. If I had to make a decision right now, and we don't, which is cool, but if I had to make one right now, and Aaron Rodgers is true to his word, and doesn't care about the money at all, and he's willing to play for $13 million, basically bottom end, NFL starting quarterback money. If that's what he's willing to do, and I had to sign him back right now for $13 million next year, I would 100% do it. Because even if that price is not going to preclude you from drafting somebody and developing another young quarterback. I mean, you could even bring in whoever next winter or next spring's version of Daniel Jones is and give that guy $13 million a year to be a younger Aaron Rodgers backup with maybe more upside than Mason Rudolph. I am spitballing right now and saying this out loud, and because you still have a ton of flexibility with a quarterback making such little money as that. Now, if he wants a raise, that's a different question. And we went through all that last year with Russell Wilson because he wasn't going to play for the league minimum again. And he's making more than $20 million this year. At least he was with incentives. So he might actually not get to that number. But I digress. I don't want to get sidetracked by that. Right now, Aaron Rodgers feels like a guy that I want to see play in Pittsburgh beyond this year. And I never, ever, ever thought I would say that. I thought I would want to dump out of this experiment very quickly and get to the guys like Mason Rudolph and Will Howard, believe it or not. Howard, by the way, did talk about Rodgers today. Howard, his second practice, and he could not be more complimentary, kinder of Rodgers in the way that Rodgers has promoted Will Howard's growth and development, which is perfect. I mean, that's not his job, but it also helps when somebody is secure enough in their job where they don't feel threatened by people who they work with. You should look, even if it's a guy at your position, can you make that person better because it's a team? You don't want that guy, you don't want to groom him to take your job per se and cause you to hit the unemployment line, but it's different when you are at retirement age and not someone who's 31 years old and still thinks he can play for another 5 or 6 years. So that's why, obviously, there's a very copacetic relationship there between Will Howard and Aaron Rodgers where they get along swimmingly. Jeremy Fowler, who used to cover the Steelers for ESPN before he left to become the next Adam Schefter and before Brooke Pryor moved into his spot, will get scoops quite often, and he gets a lot of them on the Steelers because of the relationships he has with agents and with Steelers brass. And he said today the following about the Steelers and their relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Quote, "The Steelers will scour the draft market for the QB of the future for sure," he says. They're already doing so. So that's accurate. They're out. They've sent their big scouts, their regional scouts, to all these games. And it seems like it's either blatantly obvious that they're looking at quarterbacks for next year's draft, or it's just a coincidence that they're going to all these games that are featuring quarterbacks that are going to be first, second, third round picks, presumably. Yeah, they're in the market for a quarterback. It's not a secret. But it's on to say, if you ask people with the Steelers whether they would entertain the notion of Rodgers in the black and gold in 2026, the answer would be a resounding yes. He has maintained his elite ability to throw the football. Through six games, I would say that's absolutely true. Now, the helpful thing here is that the Steelers are in no rush to make a decision. They don't make decisions in season. It's their team policy, which I think is kind of backwards, to not negotiate with players when you're in season. So there's no way that Aaron Rodgers could even go to them right now if he wanted to and say, hey, why don't we set things up for next year? That's not how they get down. I also think that I would need to see, I'm trying to think of exactly what the numbers would have to look like and what the Steelers would have to do at this point for me to still feel like 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers next year is the way I would want to go at quarterback. And I don't think the Steelers would have to make the playoffs for me to want to bring him back. If they miss the playoffs this year, that's a disappointment. They can try to spin it any way they want. It would be. It right now would feel like it was the defense's fault. And I think that's why I would be that's probably why I would be endorsing Rodgers coming back. But I have to admit, like I said, at $13 million, it's a slam dunk. And at that price point, it is. The devil's advocate position, though, is if your defense isn't great and you really are not a Super Bowl contender, which right now I don't feel like the Steelers are. That's how much the Bengals game kind of shattered my confidence in them. If you don't think you're close to winning something significant, what is the point of having a quarterback in his 40s as your guy? Just to be like a relevant team that is competing for a playoff spot? We've watched that movie We've watched versions of that motion picture or TV show for the last 10 years here. And it's novel right now because it's Aaron Rodgers' first year doing it. I don't know if I would feel the same way a year from now if I'm watching him at 42 years old and the Steelers are still spinning their wheels. I probably wouldn't. At that point, I'd probably feel like we saw enough of this in 2025. I don't really want to watch it unfold again where Aaron Rodgers still looks like he's a competent to above average NFL quarterback, but the team itself is not going anywhere. And I remember talking to a lot of Steelers fans who would call into this show before the season started, really, even the ones that were in favor of Rodgers, would come up with these really insane hypotheticals like, the only way that I would want, this is, I'm now projecting and talking as callers. The only way I'd want him back is if, you know, the Steelers got to the Super Bowl or went to the AFC Championship game. If that happened, then yes, bring him back. But anything short of that, no. Who cares if he throws for 30 touchdown passes? If you're 9-8 again, I don't want to see him be a part of 9-8 football teams for multiple years when he's an old man in football terms. You're catching me on a day right now where even though the Steelers are coming off a loss that is going to change my life forever because I need my nipples pierced because of it, or I have to get my nipples pierced because of it, I am saying right now that I am in favor of running it back with Aaron Rodgers, and it sounds like that would be the Steelers' preference right now. The fact that it's the Steelers' preference also tells me a couple things based on this Jeremy Fowler report. Number one, it tells me that they don't think Will Howard is close to ready. And I'm a Will Howard guy. I think he's got a shot. But the fact that they wouldn't feel comfortable not having watched him practice in a long time and not having watched him play in the preseason, the fact that like no one in the building is telling this NFL insider that they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers because they're bullish on Will Howard makes sense. There's not like a... There's not a volume of practices and things that Will Howard could have done on a football field to convince the Steelers that he's ready to be their guy at any point. I get that. It also, I think, tips their, if this is true, and I don't see why it wouldn't be. I don't want to question Jeremy Fowler's reporting abilities. It also kind of tells me that they're not thrilled about what they see from the quarterbacks in the 2026 draft. Because it says here they are scouring the draft market for the quarterback of the future for sure. So they're looking into it. If they were blown away and thought that there were several good options in next year's draft, I don't think that the rest of the report would say that bringing him back in 2026 is a resounding yes, please, throughout the organization. If the Steelers thought that there were five or six potential franchise quarterbacks in this draft, why would you be, unless like your plan is to draft a guy who absolutely is going to sit all of next year, which, as it turned out, worked for both of the guys who are playing in this game on Sunday. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has ever answered that. He probably has, but I don't think he's answered that question since he's been here. It would have been a good one to ask him yesterday. Does he feel like sitting behind Brett Favre for as long as he did made him the great quarterback that he was in his career? Or if he had, say, if he had the situation Ben fell into where Tommy Maddox got hurt in September of his rookie year and went in and never came out. If Rodgers went in for Favre in 2005, is he outstanding from the very beginning and never looks back? Or does Rodgers feel like the time he spent watching and learning and studying turned him into this great quarterback? And you could say the same thing about Love. Love was a Love was a green prospect out of college. He played at Utah State. He was not looked at as a ready-made guy. So my outside looking in opinion on that is he probably did need to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a few years. But why the hell would you care about that? Why am I even sharing my opinion on how that helped Jordan Love's development? The only way that's relevant or pertinent to this game on Sunday is how he looks against the Steelers defense. And my prediction is he will probably look really good against this defense because we've got old corners here and we've got a defensive staff that is not helping the cause. They did against the Vikings. Yep, they outcoached Brian Flores. Congratulations on all their success. I don't think they've had a great defensive game plan in any game since. 412-928-9370. Can Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray Fittipaldo, a Steelers starting offensive lineman. They've had a clean bill of health on the offensive line all year. One of their starters missed practice today. Is that a bad omen?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, little total request Thursday. Malzi's off, 3 days away from Steelers and Packers. I'm excited, even though I have a bad feeling about it. You pick the topic at this time, 5:30 on Thursdays. Only 6%. Man, I thought the Penguins had a good thing going here. I thought they had their fans jazzed up. They got the ultimate litmus test, as they say. You used to play around with litmus paper when you were in chemistry class, when you were a pimple-faced 15 or 16-year-old out there playing with litmus paper, litmus test game. Penguins and Panthers, only 6% of the people that responded here said, let's talk about that. 28% were intrigued by the Federal Bureau of Investigation busting these NBA guys. And you got the mafia involved. You got all these Italian crime families giving my heritage a bad name here with the racketeering and things of that nature involving an NFL player, an NBA coach, and maybe more. 28% said, let's get into that a little bit more. 31% of you want us to talk nipples. Okay, so that's why sometimes here we'll get a straight text message that's like, hey, quit talking about your nipples getting pierced and let's talk some Penguins hockey. Let's get into the Brunick decision and the Kindle decision. You know, we'll see those text messages. Well, when we put it to a vote, 31% said talk about my nipples and 6% said talk about the hockey game tonight. So that's not... You know, a lot of the top, 99.9% of the topic selection on the show is guessing what you want us to talk about and what you want to listen to. And here we've got an example of I mean, just way more people would rather hear me talk about my nipples than hear talk about the Penguins. But that didn't win my nipples, thank God. 35% Steelers wide receiver trade rumor. That's what you want more conversation about. That's what you want more discussion of. Steelers wide receiver trade rumor. The morning show guys did this today, and I was very flummoxed by it. I was flabbergasted by this. We have had from time to time, Malsy likes to point this out, trade talk on 93.7 The Fan, whether it's by listeners, texters, YouTube commenters, you name it. People that will come up with these harebrained trade ideas and they will say things like, hey, I just had an Einstein moment. Why don't we take one of our crappy players? Why don't we take one of our ass players and trade them for another team's really good player? Now, I would not put this trade in that category, but I do find it interesting that ball knowers, you've got Crowley and you've got Bostic on there today too, who were talking about trading Alex Highsmith to the Dolphins for Jaylen Waddle. Highsmith for Waddle. And they both agreed, as you would expect them to. I think they came up with it, or I don't know where they saw it, but they both agreed, yes, this is a trade that we would make 100 times out of 100. Well, no bleep you would do that, because... you've got Herbig here, who's probably better than Highsmith anyways. Your number two wide receiver is Calvin Austin, who can't seem to stay healthy. He's a very small man with not even really good. He's got two touchdown catches. I'm not saying that that's lousy, but it's almost Halloween, and he doesn't have 150 receiving yards yet. No human being in the Packers coaching offices right now is saying Calvin Austin's name repeatedly and acting and looking like a crazy person who needs to be sent to the nut house because they're just freaked out about Calvin Austin. He's a nice player. He's a good number three wide receiver. He's not a number two wide receiver. And I've basically felt that way about him now for a solid 2 years, and it hasn't changed. Waddle is about as good as it gets. As far as number two wide receivers go, if we're ranking wide receivers in the NFL, he's probably somewhere between, I don't know, like 18 and 25. And on many teams, he would be a number one. Here, I think he would be neck and neck with DK Metcalf. And you'd have Metcalf, who is obviously huge and fast and can catch a ball and do like the uber like athletic things with it. And I think Waddle is, you know, saying he's just a tactician and a possession receiver is not fair, because I think he's better than that. But I think he's more of a precise route runner. And that's why when you've got a big explosive guy, I think he's a great sidekick in that situation. I think that's why before Tua, started bitching about how he couldn't see over the line of scrimmage because he's too short, even though he just got paid hundreds of millions of dollars. And now he's pulling out that excuse. Before he started saying things like that and trying to make excuses for why he can't get the ball to Waddle enough, when they were cooking a couple years ago and it actually looked like Mike McDaniel was an intelligent head coach and fit for that job, you saw Waddle and Tyreek Hill put up great numbers together. Give Waddle a quarterback and a wide receiver that defenses have to take seriously on the other side of the field, and you really got something. But there's no way. The Dolphins have done some really dumb things. And so if that's like your starting point into launching into a conversation about why you might be able to make this rare player-for-player trade with Miami right after fleecing them in a player-for-player trade before the season started, cool. You know, an idiot or a dummy is born every second, and the Dolphins seem to have a lot of those in their organization. But I don't even think they would trade Waddle for Highsmith. It would be getting rid of a guy that, frankly, in Highsmith, the statistics have been such, the production has been such that you'd want to make him take a pay cut this offseason if he doesn't improve. I don't think you're getting an upper echelon, borderline elite wide receiver for somebody like that. Now, I think what you could ask is this question, because of how cheap he is. Would the Dolphins take Herbig and a player for Waddle, or Herbig and a pick for Waddle? And I think it would be hard for Steelers fans to part ways with Herbig. But again, you're getting somebody. You probably couldn't make the money work. Now that I'm, you know, now doing exactly what those guys probably did, which was throw out a hypothetical trade that was hard to execute because you have to look at it from both sides. Like, I don't think that the Steelers could take Waddle's contract and just move a guy that's making around $1 million to make that happen. I don't even know if the Dolphins can trade Waddle because of the dead money, but everybody who covers the NFL seems to think that Waddle is available. So if Adam Schefter says the Dolphins could trade Waddle, I'm going to take his word for it. You probably have to move money. Probably have to take money off of your books to take on the Waddle contract. But then again, you're only paying Aaron Rodgers $13 million, and it's not like you've got $50 million tied up in a quarterback. You do have $41 million a year tied up in an edge rusher, and I would like to see T.J. Watt play better than he has through the first six games. I'm sorry. I don't think that that's like being mean or hard on the guy or being like a spoiled fan. He's got four sacks in six games. That's not good enough. He hasn't affected the games enough either. It's not like he's been so good and the sacks just haven't been there that, you know, I'm fine with the diminished sack total. No, over the next 11 games, I expect T.J. Watt to play much, 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 much better. And he probably will. And if he doesn't, then you've got a 30-year-old who's got declining production on an underachieving defense. And that's not going to feel very good. All right. That was TRT. Next up is the Hodgepodge. Who's on after us tonight, Charles? Do we know? Who is it?
One, Austin Bechtold. And I think
Austin Bechtold with the doubleheader.
And I think the reason why you were thinking about 7:30 for the Penguins game is that he's going until 7:30. Then Westwood One takes over at 7:30.
Yes. That's right. Because we've got Vikings and Chargers coming your way. A game that I think has some intrigue because the Steelers and Chargers will play in 3 weeks' time. Why am I using this voice?
I was about to say,
I don't know.
Were you doing an impression of somebody?
I don't know what I'm doing here. Malzie's not here. I'm by myself at Studio B, which is a great place, but you go a little stir crazy when you're in a studio by yourself and there's no like human interaction even with a producer. And this would happen to me sometimes when I did my Infinity Sports Network /CBS Sports Radio show, when I'm cooped up in a little studio. This is not a little studio, but that was for that. And my producer's in New York City, and the callers are in Alabama and Washington State and Idaho, and I'm not seeing anybody, and I'm by myself, and I'm starting to go nuts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.